Welcome back to the Simple Recipe Box podcast with your host, Ben Harper. Today, we're diving into a fan favorite, unlocking the secret to that creamy, tangy Wingstop ranch right in your own kitchen. Whether you're a cooking newbie or a seasoned chef, this recipe is designed for everyone to enjoy. So let's get started on this flavor adventure. First up, let's talk about what you'll need. Grab your whisk, a mixing bowl, and measuring spoons, because precision is key. We're aiming for that perfect balance of flavors that Wingstop has mastered. And the best part? This recipe is not just about mixing, it's about creating magic with simple ingredients. Here's what you'll need for your authentic Wingstop ranch. 1 cup of buttermilk for that quintessential tangy depth. 1 tablespoon of mayonnaise to add creaminess and richness. 1 teaspoon of sour cream for an extra smooth texture. Spices like garlic powder, onion powder, dried dill, salt, and black pepper to bring all those familiar flavors together. Now let's put it all together. Start by placing the mayonnaise, sour cream, and buttermilk in your bowl. Whisk these together until you achieve a smooth consistency. This creamy base is crucial for the texture we love in Wingstop Ranch. Next, sprinkle in your spices, the garlic powder, onion powder, dried dill, salt, and pepper. Mix thoroughly to ensure these flavors meld beautifully. Don't forget to taste as you go. Adjusting the spices to your preference is key to that personalized touch. Feel it needs more garlic or a tangier edge? Go ahead and tweak it. Once everything is well combined, cover your bowl with plastic wrap and let it chill in the fridge. This not only thickens the ranch, but also enhances all those flavors by letting them meld together. I recommend chilling it for at least 30 minutes, but if you have a couple of hours, even better. And there you have it. Your homemade Wingstop ranch is ready to be enjoyed. Serve it with your favorite wings, veggies, or use it as a dressing for salads. It's versatile, delicious, and made just to your liking. Remember, successful cooking is all about experimenting and adjusting. So take this recipe, make it your own, and most importantly, have fun in the kitchen. That's all for today's episode of Simple Recipe Box. Tune in next week as we tackle more delicious recipes and handy cooking tips. Happy cooking, everyone.